Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Back in the day, people used to think, ladies used to think that guys just sit around and talk about girls all the time. And it's to the contrary. We actually sit around and talk about social issues or what we're going through, where we're going to go. And so on ATL Podcast Network, I said that Running the Point will be about that. Speaking with individuals will be a conversation or a debate about social issues, a wide range of subjects, with people who got strong opinions. And this is going to be the intelligent the intelligent podcast. So about to have some good conversation. So again, man, welcome to Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network. Jason Carey, ATL Podcast Network, Running the Point with Jason Carey. Hey, man, welcome. I appreciate y'all tuning in again, man. I want to start off by saying that I do appreciate all the people. We look at the numbers and we see people tuning in, and we're just getting this thing started. The brand has been going, but we're just getting this podcast started. So I appreciate y'all for just tuning in, taking the time to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I really, really appreciate. So I want to make sure I say that, and I probably say that as I go. I probably keep saying that to you guys, but I want to appreciate you across the world for tuning in, man. Today, man, I got something to say. So the jump ball today, or the topic for you guys that's listening for the first time, is should I care more? That's my question. Should I care more? And it's a question to you. You guys, usually I'm having a discussion with someone else or a debate with a counterpart. But today, you are the counterpart. You guys are who I'm talking to and discussing. Of course, naturally, you can't talk back to me right now, but you can leave comments on the page. You can email. You can text me, those that know me. Or you can send me some on my Instagram or my Facebook. But like I said, the question is, should I care more? Now, I generally, just a little about me, I generally don't care about most things. I don't care about a lot of things. I don't care about how people feel about me. I don't care. I'm okay with that. I'm probably not most attractive to some people. I may not be attractive to them. I'm okay and don't care that some ladies might want a taller guy. I ain't that tall. I'm cool with that. I don't care about how people feel, how they view me, what they think about me in general. I'll touch on that again a little bit later. These things are normal. You hear people say that all the time, man. I don't care what people think about me, and that's cool. But let's get a little bit more personal. I generally just don't care about other people's dreams and aspirations in general. I just don't care about that. What you're going through, I really, honestly, sometimes I don't care about that. You know, I don't care about you liking me. And in my profession, I know I'm in a profession. It's like, oh, Jesus, you shouldn't say that. I know in my profession, I'm in a profession where generally people, I need to be liked. People need to enjoy being around me. But I just got to say that on average, most of the times I just don't care. Now, I do care if you're having a good time, and I care about, I give an honest care. I care about the youth growing up. I care about my image as a black man, as an African-American, representing not just myself, but I represent a group, a culture. I care about that. Those are things I do care about. But, like, I grew up in a place, and I say this all the time, I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. People died. The people were robbed and something happened to people. And it's like, that's kind of what's part of life. It happened. So, in general, I don't look at something like, oh, man, something happened to them and I'm sad. Not that I don't have, I guess, compassion for people, but I generally don't care. I don't. And I always ask this question. I'm like, is there something wrong with me? There's something wrong with me that doesn't bother me. Something happened and somebody get hit by a car. Oh, man, that's messed up. Man, if it was my family member, probably I care. But that's a small box. Or my friends, people I actually care about, close that I actually know them. I'll give you another one. it's people I've known for a long time. And I don't know their name. I'm just being honest with you. I've known them for a while. I see them, we entertain each other. They be like, what's up, J-Boy? But that's unfair. It's like me, my name is everywhere. So it's like me wearing a name tag. So it's unfair that you know my name and I don't know yours. Now, the thing is that I've known you too long to ask you what your name is. Unfortunately, we just kind of out of that phase, out of that time frame where I can say, hey, dog, what's your name? I'm past that. Unfortunately, I'm past that. And I'm sure that happened to a couple of you guys. And I bet you there's somebody out there that may know my face and don't know my name. I'm not saying that I'm all known. I'm known pretty well, but maybe not. And I'm okay with that. I don't care. I don't care that there are people that don't want me to succeed. I don't care. That ain't new. That ain't new for you. It's people that don't want you to succeed. I generally just don't care. And so the question is, should I care more? I don't care, but listen, I got two little sisters. And my little sisters used to cry. They used to cry all the time, man. They used to cry when I was little. So I got hip to it, and I got used to it. So guess what? I don't care about people's tears. I don't care about making people cry. You cry, so what? That's children. That's women. I don't care. Cry. Cry. That's just your emotion or your reaction to something I said or did. That's how you deal with it. And it's cool. Deal with it. But I just generally don't care. And I don't know. Is it messed up? I don't know. In this, am I looking for some help here? I don't know. But should I care more? I don't know. Maybe I should have more compassion. And people say, well, that's not of God or Christian-like or for you to not care about someone being hurt or laughing at people falling down the steps. But I generally don't care. But it's funny. I don't care generally, but I care about things. It's weird because I have some things that I care about. Like I care about, like I see an older woman, older African-American woman, not just an older woman in general most times, and I can see my grandma, my auntie, I see my auntie in them. So it's yes, ma'am. It's yes, ma'am anyway, but it's let me open the door. Can I do something for you? Let me pick that up. You know what I'm saying? Which is weird. It's like, how can both of these guys exist in one, I guess most people would ask. It's how both of these guys exist. But they do. I generally just don't care. And I probably should care more, but I'm asking you, should I care more? Like, here's another thing. Like, with people I see on TV, and I may be wrong, I see on TV, and people get, kids get accepted to college. And I see it on TV, I see it on movies, sometimes I see it, it's like video, they're recording, they're all excited. Yeah, I got a college, right? I never had that experience. Because I was supposed to get in college. I was supposed to get into college. That's the next level. Like, just like when I left the 8th grade, I went to the 9th grade. It kind of was just the same thing. All right, I got it. 12th grade, I got into the colleges I applied for. And then I chose one and went to it. So it wasn't really fanfare that, hey, he got into college. Like, my mom and dad kind of made it clear that you're going to college or going to army, but you're getting out of here. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of that's how you grew up. You're going to college or you're going to army, but you're getting out of here. You're 18. You graduated high school. What's next? So that decision kind of was made a long time ago. So I don't care when somebody be like, hey, my baby got into college. I'm like, so what? He's supposed to get into college. And maybe I should care more. Maybe I should have. But I think that's where we kind of reward mediocrity in our society, like a participation trophy, things of that nature. I feel like it's the same thing. I maybe should. And somebody brought up, well, what if they got into Harvard or Brown or got into one of these Ivy League schools? But again, if you've done the work and this has kind of been your path, that's the next step. You was in IB classes and all advanced classes in the 12th grade. I can't see you going to a community college next. That was not the way you were supposed to go to get your grades up. You kind of was going that path the whole time. So it's not a surprise. This has been the path from the beginning. So I don't see people. Maybe I should care more. I should celebrate with people in their joys. Maybe I shouldn't rain on a parade. So I try not to like rain on people's parade. So if somebody came up, like, oh, this was up, and say it genuinely with a smile, oh, this was up, or congratulations. Maybe I should start doing that. Well, I do that. I give them some kind of energy. I give them basically the energy that they're looking for. I try to give them the energy they're looking for. But I really don't care. I just want to listen. I don't care in this. I don't care. And I guess I'm looking for the answers in that. What should I care more? I don't think I should care more. But other people might look at me kind of funny, be like, but you're the smiling, joking guy. You're the one that's dancing. You're the one on the microphone making sure everybody's having a good time. I do care about that, but that's my job. My job is to make sure you have a good time. So I genuinely care that I'm doing my job well. So I genuinely care that you have a good time. You got a drink in your hand, you're dancing, whatever it is that a good time is, I genuinely care that you're having a good time. 100%. I care about that. But again, that's me caring about me a little bit. So does that sound selfish? It's me caring that I did a good job. In turn, the result is that you had a good time as well. Me doing a good job and you had a good time. So I do care about that. So I don't want y'all to ever get that twisted. When you see me entertaining people, I am doing this genuinely for them to have a good time. I do care about that. But it's so much that I don't care about and I should. I think. So maybe it's something wrong with me. I don't know. You guys can help me answer this. Or maybe you might agree with me. Because you know what? I know it's people out there that agree with a lot of this. They be like, you know what? I don't really care. I kind of listen to people tell me their stories. And you be like, I'm glad you tell me that story. You ever had a person like that? That just be telling stories of things. That, and you be looking for the climb. It'd be anticlimactic when they get to the end of it. You be like, that's it? That's what you was trying to... That's what all the build-up was? Like, yeah, yeah. Aha, and he picked up the spoon. And he picked up the spoon. You get it? I'm like, dog, I don't know what you're saying, dog. I don't understand why that was important and it wasn't important to me. And so people would say, they'd be like, well, don't you want people to celebrate you when you accomplish something or something? But you know what? I live my life. I have very low expectation for people. I got low expectations, so you can't really disappoint me because I don't expect you to care. I really don't. It's like it's actually a surprise when you do care. You know what I'm saying? Cause, I mean, just as humans, you kind of self-preservation is part of humanity. That's just in you. That's your human nature is self-preservation. So you care if you eat. You care if you're safe. You care if you're cold or hot or whatever. You care about that those things. You care about taking care of you. So I don't have this huge expectation that you like really genuinely happy for me. If you are, I appreciate it. No joke. Just like I started off saying, I appreciate when y'all listen to me. But if you're not, it don't hurt my feelings. I don't care. You can't hurt my feelings that you didn't care one day because I didn't expect you to care in the first place. And so people say, how's this optimistic guy? Because I'm extremely optimistic about everything. I believe that I can do all things. But how's this extremely optimistic guy have such a seemingly pessimistic view when I say I don't have expectations? But I don't know. I think some of you guys need to check your expectations because that's how you get disappointed in people, in your significant other or in your best friend or whatever. You get or in your God. You said, ooh, that's big, right? Or in your God. You set these expectations that aren't realistic. And that's kind of where this comes from is that you know, you ever heard somebody say they are, or what Dennis Green say? They are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. And I think that's so, it was a profound statement. You was talking about football. But it's a profound statement, just like football, you study the tape, you see what their personality is, you know what kind of plays they run, bum, 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 and they give you that on the field and you shot. That don't make sense to me. It's the same thing in life. You know what I mean? Somebody give you something. They give you the playbook. You've seen their plays. You've seen who they are and you shocked that they do that to you. It's not a surprise. So in that, I say, I just don't care. It's so much I don't care about. And I probably should care more. I'm asking you guys, should I care more? But before you ask that, when you answer, I should care more. When you say that I should care more, tell me what the results are going to be. What you think the results are going to be if I care more? If I care more, am I going to be happier? I don't know, because I'm a pretty happy guy. And people can't disappoint me. You know, it's very few people. And people that, I tell you who could disappoint me, it's transparency. I give you guys so much transparency on this, on my podcast, on my radio show. I say a lot of things I normally wouldn't say to people. The people that I think can truly disappoint me are the people that I have closest to me that I love the most. My sisters can disappoint me. My dad or my mother can kind of disappoint me. Just kind of. Not really, but kind of. Because I know them too. That's the thing. I know them too. So to do or say something that is, I don't love you, I think that's the only way that they would kind of disappoint me. Be like, wait a minute. All this time I thought you loved me, and you love me not only because I'm your son or your brother or your nephew or your uncle. You also love me because of the time we spent, the time we put in together. There's the love. So there's where that expectation come from. And again, people will say, then why you don't have expectation for a significant other? Why wouldn't you have? I don't think that's the same kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Those expectations are unrealistic. Let me just say this, that, and this is a whole nother show, probably a whole nother podcast, but just on a slight tangent, the joining the relationship of man and woman, then moving on to living together and marrying, that's really illogical. I just want to let y'all know that that's really illogical if you think about it. And that's why there's turmoil in a lot of situations, because you're talking about two different people with two different backgrounds, raised possibly in different cities, maybe in the same city, but under different circumstances. You asking them to become one, to think as one. It's illogical. You can naturally bump heads because your thought process, your perspective, the way you do things are so different from each other. So is it illogical to think that that actually should work? It shouldn't work ever. It ends up working, but it really shouldn't work. Like, that's it. Talk about the classic round peg square hole. That's it. I just want to say that. So I say that to say that your expectations of that person should be tempered a bit. They pretty much tell you who they are. Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised. So they shouldn't be really able to disappoint you too much. But well, he should love me, or she should love me. Well, they might love you or care about you, but they still them. So just the expectations, I think people just set expectations. So this is kind of a goulash of me not caring and expectations, talking about tempering expectations. I think that's all that is in this across the board, just expectations. So I don't care. So if you see me, or if you like, you don't get the reaction that you're expecting from me, it's generally because I don't care. It's not because I don't like you. It's not because we're not friends and I don't care about you. It's just about that thing or that moment or that perspective. I don't care. And I'm just keeping it funky. I just don't care because my mind is so on what I'm focused on or my path or what I'm trying to get to or what I need to do for my family or what have you, that I can't spend time worried about them other things. You know what I'm saying? And then there's so many serious things in life. Somebody hit me with another. Rodney was talking about a different perspective on death. I say the only thing serious in life is death. I tell people that all the time. And Rodney was saying, well, that ain't even serious. He said, man, it's going to happen. Happens to people. You just got to deal with it. And for me, that's one of my biggest Achilles heels, is dealing with death. I tell people that because I dealt with a whole lot of that at a younger age. A whole lot of it. Way too much. So Achilles heel for me. But being that I've seen all that, I've seen good people struggle. I've seen good people die. Things happen to them. I've seen it happen to bad people, knuckleheads. I've seen that happen too. But because I've seen all that, ain't no way you're going to worry me about being late or... Or, you know what I'm saying? Man, I wish it stopped raining. I mean, I don't care about that. Man, rain every day if you want to. I don't care. I can't. That don't bring me down. Oh, man, these people hating on me. I'm laughing at that. I don't care about that. And if anything, if I could rub that off on my listeners, people that's listening, It's a book out there my dad made me read when I was younger called Don't Sweat the Small Things. Don't Sweat the Small Things. And it comes up in business books and self-help books all the time about really getting through the minutiae, the little things. I think you have a more productive and a happier life if that little bush don't bother you. Don't let it bother you. It ain't worth it. Because did you die? You know, they make a joke about that on Hangover. But did you die? And they make a joke about it. But it's kind of some realness in that. Like, you hear? You know what I'm saying? For everything that you complaining about, you probably can name 20 great things that are going on for you. Or maybe you're in a different situation where you're depressed and you can name 20 bad things. But in all of that, you here and you got another day. That's the joy in that. You got another day to get it right. Today was terrible. You got another day to get it right. Guess what? You lose a job, you still got 2 feet, 2 arms, a working mind, and a mouth. You could talk, you could work, you could still work, or you can create. So ain't nothing that bad, no matter what it is. I can't find my keys. I'm hot. I hate a little transparency. I hate looking for stuff. Can't stand it. Drive me nuts. Drives me nuts if I'm looking for something. But because I know that about myself, I have developed my own process where I can calm down and I just move on. I say, I calm down, move on. I can't find it right now, but if I can't find it, I'll be back because it's going to turn up. That's, again, me putting a positive spin on it. It's going to turn up. One of the most important things on me is my class ring. Anybody see me in pictures, you see me in this class ring. Why this class ring is important? I'll tell you why it's important. And it's got a green stone in it. I'll tell you why it's important. My birthstone is actually aquamarine. This is an emerald. But green is my favorite color. And I didn't want a ring. When I graduated from college, like, I got the piece of paper, I got the transcript, everything to say I graduated. I didn't want a ring. But this ring was very important to my mother. She bought the ring as a gift. You know, she made it. She's like, he need to have his class ring. He went to school, he finished, he should have a class ring. So this is her trophy. To me, this is her trophy. Something I do care about. So one time I misplaced this ring. I was washing, it had one of them mitts that you wash clothes with, wash your car with, and it came off inside the mitt. And I ain't realize it till later on that day. I was washing the car at my parents' house. I went home, went on with my day. I took a shower, about to get dressed. I was like, where's my ring? Where is my ring? Now, this is 3-4 years after me getting it. So, I had it for just a little while. So, I can't believe that I'm losing this jewelry now. Why? That's another big deal is because when I was younger, my dad gave me a chain with a little emblem on it. I wanted to be Deion Sanders or something. I wore it to football practice. And the chain was thin. The chain broke, fell off my neck on the football field. I never found it. That was a big deal. When I was in high school, I had a baseball glove. I had a gold necklace with a baseball glove on it. And I used to take it off because of me losing. I used to take it off and put it inside my bat bag. Speaking of that, my bat bag's at home. I may need to look in there. But anyway, I put it in my bat bag during baseball practice, and I lost that. So I had a thing because I don't wear jewelry like that. I would lose it. And it was certain stuff then. Oh, and they bought me a watch for graduating high school. And somebody broke in my room and stole my watch when I was in college. So all this happened to me. That's the backstory of me and jewelry. So it was a big deal for me misplacing this ring. And I went crazy looking for that thing. I lived on the east side. I live in East End of Richmond. My parents live on the north side. So I was driving back and forth across the city trying to find it. I turned everything around. And I was so hot about that thing, man. And then one day my dad was washing the car. And he stuck his hand in the mitt. And the ring was in there. And I had worked myself up so much that it probably was unhealthy. I probably could have bust a blood vessel or something, as hot and upset and sad and all those emotions that went through. But that was me sweating something small, so I had to design for me to take a deep breath, chill out, because it's going to all work out. That's why I told you that long story, but it's all going to work out. But I say all that to say is that set your expectations. And should I care more about some of these things that I think I should care about, that you guys think I should care about? I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure that I should care. I know I talked a lot, and it's just me. It sounds like I'm rambling, but hopefully there's a jewel in there for you guys. Something. Hopefully there's something that you can receive from what I'm talking about. But I do want some answers. Just answer. Tell me I should care more. But you got to tell me, when you tell me I should care more, tell me what's going to be the results. Am I going to improve? Is it going to stay the same? Because then I'm going to find out that I'm right. I probably shouldn't care. But right now, I don't know. I don't know. Should I care more? I don't know, man. So I'm going to get out of here. Again, Jason804 on Instagram. Jason804brand. One word. If you're on Facebook, you find me the Jason804 on Snapchat, Jason804 on Twitter. Hit me, follow me, follow ATL Podcast Network on Instagram right now. Hey, man, hit me back. Hit us back. This is Running the Point with Jason Carey. Wow.